All right, turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew 13, and we're going to continue. We're in the middle of a series, another series. It's called The Leaven Effect, and it's a culmination of many things the Lord's taught us over the last 5 years. There's so much here, I have to condense it, because when you get this and you see it, there's a lot of teaching goes into this, but once you start applying it, it'll become part of your day. It become very natural to you to apply every part of this. Once you understand this, it's the mystery of how the kingdom of God works. And it is amazing what the Holy Spirit has shown us. Just amazing. This right here, thus far, is my favorite series of all, just because where we are in the Spirit with it and what God's doing. Amen. So we're going to kind of jump in. Last week was really deep, in depth. So let's look at this again. Matthew 13. In Matthew 13, I believe it's 11. It says, unto you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Matthew 13 is a very advanced chapter. The mysteries of the kingdom of God are threaded throughout that chapter. So shows the word. He says, the mystery of the kingdom. Kingdom of God, you need to understand this is a mystery. And do you understand how it works? It's a mystery. But we've been given the Holy Spirit to teach us and train us and equip us for the understanding of how the kingdom works. That's what we're after. I was sitting here today. We came in here and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He says, do not be moved by what you see here. See, you never know what's working on the inside of somebody. So what you can see may not necessarily what's going on inside. He said, don't be concerned about what you see. He said, Joseph was one man that became a nation in a day. Say a day. He said David was a band of 600 men that became a nation in 3 days. 350,000 people were joined to him in 3 days after wandering in a wilderness. See, when the time that your word comes, when the time your word comes, God will do extraordinary things and he'll do them suddenly. But we're understanding right now is how this happens. What is the mystery? What the Holy Spirit has shown us, the mystery of how this works. So when God does bring this into the earth, we can teach people how this happened. What happened? Amen. Because he's given us it. It's amazing. Glory to God. So Matthew 13:33 is what I want to get into. The leaven effect. He said, another parable spake he unto them. Matthew 13:33. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leaven. Now, I taught this before, but I didn't really have the fullness of it. See, the Lord will teach you in part until you get into the fullness, but he brought the fullness of this a couple of weeks ago. He started downloading this. So you have 5 parts in this. You have leaven, you have the baker, the woman, and you have 3 measures. Each one of these, believe it or not, the Holy Spirit has taught us in great, great detail. All of these, there are series attached to the operations of all 5 of these operations. The Holy Spirit's been very, very detailed in the way he's trained and equipped us and taught us in these. And now he's putting it all together and showing us how it works. And it's amazing. Last week we spoke about the leaven, what the leaven is. This week we're going to talk about one of the 3 measures. So I'm going to go over what these are. The leaven is that agency. When you get that meal and you combine it and mix it, that leaven causes that expansion. It causes that explosion. It causes that breakthrough. That is what we're looking for. It's what you're looking for. Anywhere from answered prayer to an answered promise. Leaven is a necessity. What is the leaven? How it works and how that leaven gets interjected with your promise, because the leaven, once the leaven is injected in your promise, your answer is immediate, because that explosion, that expansion, that's how that seed that's in the ground releases and breaks through the ground. It's the same thing from the seed breaking through or the leaven causing that release of that dough and it causes that expansion. Once that happens, it changes the molecular property of what's going on. It changes it and shifts it from a seed to a tree. It goes from invisible to visible. The leaven is what causes the things that are working you that are in the invisible realm to become visible. It's the word becoming flesh and dwelling among men. It's dunamis creative power that initiates within and then it flows like rivers without. Amen. It's that leaven that causes the kingdom to release from within and becomes flesh and goes without. So you carry the word of promise, but that once that word is injected in that leaven, that word becomes flesh and dwells among men. It goes from the unseen to the seen. Amen. And that's what we're looking for. But for the leaven to have effect, we need to have the measures. And then you have the woman, the baker. The person is putting all this together. We know the woman is the person, the Holy Spirit, or the person of wisdom. Solomon saw the person of the Holy Spirit is the person of wisdom. She's the one baking the bread of life. She's putting it together. Amen? So, the three measures. What are they? The word, dunamis, creative power, and faith. And the Holy Spirit is the one putting it all together. Now, what God's doing, he's preparing the kingdom of God within you. Amen. The Spirit of God spoke to me on the way over here. He said, if you're ever looking without, you're looking in the wrong place. If you're looking without for what God has promised, you don't even have the necessities yet to understand how he's going to bring it. We have to what? Look within. He's putting all this within. The kingdom of God cometh not by ocular evidence, not by observation. For the kingdom of God, what? Cometh from within. Say within. We have to get in touch with what's, not only get in touch with the kingdom within, you have to work with the kingdom within. You have to understand how to work within. That's what's the problem with the church. It's not ever taught very often how to work the kingdom of God inside. They're always trying to work the kingdom out here. But a lot of times it's more flesh than it is spirit. And what we're looking for, a kingdom birth by God's design. Amen. So the three measures we've studied in this, we taught a whole series on it. Creative dunamis power, the word, and faith. Amen. The word has four operations. I said three last week. It actually has four operations before the breakthrough. Understand this. When God puts this inside of you, the Holy Spirit transfers this inside of you. When he transfers it, it's one state. When he releases it out of you, it becomes another state. We're looking for the word of power. Virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. Dunamis flowed out of him. It didn't start flowing out. It started flowing in. The word came out of him, became flesh. See, it started as a seed, then became the manifestation of a tree. And that's what we have to understand, is when you're working the promises of the kingdom of God, you have to understand he's working it all within first. You have to understand how to work the kingdom within. If not, you're always going to be looking for something without having the ingredients within. He's baking the bread of life within you first. He's preparing the bread of life within. And a lot of times we get into a state where we get impatient or we get in trial and we're wanting to see breakthrough, and we start, our tendency is to look without or to look to ourselves. We either look to ourselves or we look without. We're wanting something out here. But if you understand how to frame the future, how God's going to frame your future, how he framed the world, he's going to start with what's working inside first. That's why he's giving you the Holy Spirit, amen? So today we're going to look at faith. Say faith. But not just faith, we're going to look at the three operations of faith that go into one of those operations of the measures. What are the measures? Dunamis power, faith, and the word. Now the faith has three measures in itself, or three operations in that one measure. First faith, called hearing faith. How can they hear without a preacher? One goes, one gets sent. The very first faith you and I are ever going to operate in is hearing faith. You're going to have to hear the word for the first time. That Jesus died, that he was buried, he was resurrected on your behalf. You believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's the first introduction. It's the first faith. It's going to be required of you is to believe in your heart, to hear the word. Amen. But once that happens, God initiates the law of the Spirit of life, and the Holy Spirit takes that law and He recreates your human spirit. You become a new creation. More than that, He sets the kingdom of God inside you. Sets the kingdom. All three of them were a part of your birth when you were born again. Dunamis power was there. The word was there. And faith was there. All three of them. You responded by faith. You responded to His word. In dunamis power was there the Holy Spirit. And He took that law and He caused that leaven effect with your faith in that word. And He recreated and took your dead spirit alive. In an instant. That's the power of this. Now, it's the same process, but you have a little bit more accountability now that you know the Lord. In working the promises of God, in birthing the fullness of the kingdom. We're looking for fullness. The second type of faith. It's operating just as a necessity. It's called receiving faith or mustard seed faith. Say mustard seed faith. God never asked you to have small faith or little faith. He asked you to have mustard seed faith. Faith that operated like a mustard seed. This is the first level of faith. Hearing faith, receiving faith, acknowledging faith, and then you have faith to move mountains. What we do is we come into God and immediately we hear a scripture or we hear a sermon and we're trying to go move mountains out there and we've negated the process by which God moves mountains because we haven't even started with the first kind of faith. And the first kind of faith is mustard seed faith. Say mustard seed. This is all going to be worked within you. And without this, it's not going to work without. Say within. What the Spirit of the Lord told me about 3 weeks ago, He said to me, He goes, if you're looking without, you're looking in the wrong place. You must understand I'm going to do this within. It's coming from within. You got to readjust the way you see and operate. A lot of times we're trying to believe God for something out there, but it's all going to originate in here. And this is why people don't get very many answered prayers. Their faith is misaligned. But we're fixing that. Amen. Go to Mark 11. We're going to look at what I call receiving faith or the first operation of mustard seed faith. Faith must receive some things. Amen. What were the three measures? It took the three measures. Those three measures must originate within you. Faith is the catalyst. It's one of the measures. It's the catalyst to get the other things in you. Amen? Nothing moves in the kingdom of God without faith. Nothing. Faith is the catalyst by which all things move. Amen? Glory to God. Now, just for a minute, take what you've ever thought you've learned about any of this and put it on a shelf. Because a lot of times when someone's heard 1,000 messages on faith, they think they got it. But I can assure you, you might not have this one. I've been through a lot of the faith channels. I've never heard it taught like this. Not in fullness. Amen? So Mark 11, verse 22. And Jesus said unto them, say faith in God. Not in yourself, not in the world, not in systems. Not in dates, times, or places. Not in the feast days. Every time certain days come around, we always put our faith in them. Don't have faith. Have faith in God, in the finished work, by the way. God's already finished this work. He's already finished it in the right hand of God. It's how it's getting from the right hand of God to hear is the journey we've been on. And we're right there. Hallelujah. Oh, and I'm excited. Have faith in God. He's going to tell you. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So he's already introducing mountain moving faith. Be that root cast in the sea, shall not doubt his heart. Believe those things which he saith will come to pass. He shall have what he saith. And then look at this. He said, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, say when. Prayer is not just time you put in with God to ease your conscience. Prayer was not time that we put into God just to say we're serving Him. Prayer was designed to have a divine exchange. Prayer time was designed to bring heavenly things into the earth through a divine exchange. And understanding what prayer is, you'll do a whole lot more of it once you start getting answered prayers. Prayer was designed for God to bring things to you that were way above your capacity or your ability to do yourself. If I had prayed for something and I go do it myself, I really didn't need God. Prayer is designed for the things that are impossible. But God makes impossible if you know how to have it. You don't have to have impossible faith. You only need to have faith as a mustard seed. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive. You see, there's faith. Have faith in God. The first thing you're going to have to do is learn how to receive. There are certain things that make up the fullness of the kingdom of God that must be received within. The three measures must be received before they're added to the leaven. When they're added to the leaven, you get your answered prayer. But those measures have to be received first. What is it He's having us receive? I want you to follow this train a minute to have a mustard seed faith works. Just go back to that scripture right above that. It says, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain. That's mountain. Say unto the mountain. Now, Matthew picks this up because, see, the scriptures are embedded as mysteries. And when you put them all together, when the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit as our teacher. A lot of people try to assent with their mind to the scripture. Because sometimes you take a brilliant mind and you take a brilliant mind, and that brilliant mind tries to interpret scripture. This kind of revelation doesn't come by the mind. It comes by the Holy Spirit. It's imparted to my spirit first. And then my spirit enlightens my mind. When you try to take your mind to the Word of God, you'll get it wrong. It's spiritually discerned. You need a teacher to download it for you. And that teacher doesn't deal with the mind first. He deals with your spirit. Holy Spirit likes to deal with your spirit. He likes to deal with your spiritual mind. Some scientists call the subconscious mind, able to receive a million bits of information per second, able to assimilate an environment when you don't even know. You know how your spiritual mind works? I can get parachuted into Mexico and not know how to do the language, not understand or say anything. In 6 months, I'll be speaking the language with no formal teacher because your spiritual mind can assimilate its environment whether you know it or not. That assimilation also takes place with the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit likes to impart. Amen? He says, so have faith in God. If you have faith in God, you can stand this mountain. Look what else He said about the mounting and faith. Look at this. In Matthew 17, I'll just read it to you. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, verily I say to you, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain. So He adds another element. First said, He says, have faith in God. If you want to move mountains. Then He says, if you have faith that works like a grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto the mountain. So there's an additional operation there. Amen? It's not just faith. It's faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Now, that's a small seed. But that kind of faith will cause an explosion. And then He adds another element to it. Luke 13. Notice what He says here. You want to go to this one, Luke 13, verse 18. First He says, have faith in God, you can say in the mountain. But then He says, you have faith in God, you can say unto the mountain, but it works like the grain of a mustard seed first. Luke 13, verse 18, He said unto them, unto what is the kingdom of God like? How does it work? What's it like? He's trying to tell you something spiritual that you can understand with your natural mind, but a very much a spiritual operation, but will very much manifest in this natural world. And whereunto shall we resemble it? It is like, here go, the grain of a mustard seed. Now He's going to give you another step, which a man took and cast or sowed what? Into what? His garden. The mustard seed must originate into your garden. That's the garden of what? Your heart. Mountain moving faith does not originate outwardly. It originates first as seeds within your garden. Amen. Isn't it amazing that next verse he talks about leaven right there? Right there in verse 21. And again, he said, verse 20, whereunto should we like the kingdom of God? It's like leaven which a woman took and hid in three measures, the very scripture we're on. It's the same principle. God's going to take something. You're going to receive it. Then it's going to transform. It's going to Optimus Prime. How many of you ever seen Transformers? He comes up in the diesel truck. But then Optimus Prime, he transforms. It's going to start with the diesel, the truck. But then when he's done, it's going to transform. And I think in that second or third, when he transforms again, five of them strap onto him. I mean, he becomes the man. That's what you're looking for, by the way. You don't have to be Optimus Prime in his transformed state to have great faith. You just need to have what it takes for God to transform Optimus Prime. And God's got to have ingredients to draw that kind of faith out of you. Everybody's trying to operate in great faith. They're not getting anywhere. You don't have to do that. The Holy Ghost is going to do that because he's going to merge your faith with leaven. And leaven's going to cause your faith that starts with a seed. He's going to turn into a tree. It's going to start with dough and measures. And it's going to cause this incredible expansion. And also when that expansion comes, it blows up. Whoosh. But you got to give God what he needs. It has to be received. He so did what? Into his garden. So faith to receive is of utmost importance. What do we receive? First thing you're going to receive, Holy Ghost. You, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father give the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit doesn't come with salvation. He is received. There's all denominations that won't receive him. They have no idea what they're missing. When they came into Samaria, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Even the Lord Jesus had to receive the Holy Spirit when he ascended in the right hand of God, Acts 2, having received from the Father the promise. The Lord Jesus ascended into the right hand, and he received the promise first, and then he sent him into the earth. We have to receive all this faith. So you got to get this working on the inside of you. Next type of faith called mustard seed faith. These are the components that are going to cause the explosion, and it's going to cause answered prayer. It's going to cause God to do extraordinary things to your life. All along, we've been thinking we had to have great faith, and in the way, we never obtained to it. Great faith starts within. Great faith is a recipe. Great faith has components that are within that the Holy Spirit takes those components and adds that to this leaven, that leaven factor. We call it the leaven effect, the law of the Spirit of life. It causes a transformation in there. But until they're received, he doesn't have anything to work with. Why do you think the devil comes what? Immediately what? To steal the word. Why is he coming immediately? He wants to steal it before God adds it to the leaven. Because it's coming in as a word. It's coming out with a word of power. And his word was with power. It's coming out with words that can speak to storms and mountains. See, everybody knows, how did he ever do that? That never started like that. It starts within. Starts with components that are being received. He that hears the word and receives beareth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Hear the word and receive. Mark 4. He said like this. They are they which sown on the good ground. Say, that's us. Such as hear the word and receive it. That's the word of the kingdom. That's the word of promise. That's the word of your destiny. That's a specific word. That's just not a word of knowledge being received in your mind. This is a God-ordained word being transferred by the Holy Ghost into your spirit. You have to be received. That's what mustard seed faith does. It receives. It's like seed being received into the ground. You're the ground. Acts 17, See, now listen, you don't just receive it, open your Bible to see it. That's why the first person is the Holy Ghost, because he has your plan, your calling, your destiny. He knows how to equip and train you. He's going to spend any time with you. You're not going to get that kind of transfer. You'll get knowledge, but that knowledge is not going to impart to the kingdom of God manifesting in your life. That's why the Holy Ghost comes first, because he's the one that's going to start working with your faith to transfer the rest of it. The woman of wisdom is the one preparing it. She's got to have faith, dunamis in the word, but there's a specific word for you. It's a specific promise for you. How many of you got a promise right now? Raise your hand. See, you've already received. The Holy Spirit's already transferred. You've got parts of mustard seed faith already working. It's got to have it. Amen? But it's not just faith. It's the word, the four components of the word, and dunamis, all together, kept. Think that's easy. Just do it. Now look at this, Acts 17, verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, the Bereans, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Look what was said about the Bereans. I think this is us. Amen. I like this. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received, say received, the word with all readiness of mind, searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They were hungry, thirsty, on target. You see that? Verse 12, therefore many of them believed also of the honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few. The women were right in the scriptures with the men. They were receiving it right there. They were a hungry, thirsty church, and they had mustard seed faith working. Holy Spirit was transferring. Amen. Now what else does mustard seed faith receive? Receives the Holy Ghost? All this becomes one measure, by the way. Mustard seed faith has to receive three things to become one of the measures. Did you get that? Three measures, dunamis, the word, and faith. But mustard seed faith has to receive three different things to become one full measure. Do you hear? If you don't, you're going to go try to operate in faith out there. It's not going to work for you. I love this one. Faith, say faith, to receive creative dunamis power. Faith receives the Holy Spirit. Faith receives the word working with the Holy Spirit. And faith receives creative dunamis power working with the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to listen to this definition, because the Holy Spirit's kind of added to it just a bit. The definition of dunamis power. I'll just read it to you. Holy Spirit definition of dunamis power. The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the word and mustard seed faith, of which the Holy Spirit sets in motion the leaven effect of the law of the Spirit of life in order to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God on the earth. Did you get that? That was that whole parable we're teaching on right there. I'm going to say it again. The creative substance, divine essence and power. Now it's invisible, by the way. Everything starts invisible. Can you see what's inside of me right now? Can you see, if I had you turn around and see what's inside of us corporately, do you know in just a matter of time the world is going to see what's inside of us? The invisible is going to become visible. Right now it's being carried in an invisible state. It's going to become invisible when the Holy Spirit takes what's invisible and interjects it with the leaven of the law of the Spirit of life. When he does that, bam! That leaven effect causes the explosion, the birth, the breakthrough, the release. The word becomes flesh. Whew. That's what everybody's looking for. How do I get answered prayer? What's God waiting on? What am I waiting on? Is it just going to happen? If it just happens, it's probably not faith. It's more like a miracle. You don't live by miracles. You live by faith. Faith is a repeatable operation. You can write that down. Faith is a repeatable operation. Once you understand how it works, it's repeatable. And you can obtain impossible things. You don't have to have impossible faith. You just have to have the ingredients by which impossible faith is made. Amen. Let me give you that definition again. Here's creative dunamis power. The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the word and the mustard seed faith. Those are the three. So you got dunamis, the word, mustard seed faith, of which the Holy Spirit takes those three, sets in motion the 11 effects of the law of the Spirit of life in order to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. He takes those three invisible things, your faith, the word, and dunamis. And the Holy Spirit merges in with the law of the Spirit of life, and he brings that out into a manifestation. What you're looking for, the word becoming flesh, the tangible kingdom in the earth. That's what we're looking for. That's where we're at. Dunamis is received by faith. By faith, Sarah received dunamis. Power. Receive power to conceive. Dunamis is first received. There's another scripture, and virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. That was dunamis on the other side. See, you have the word first that comes as a seed, then it comes out with a word of power. You have dunamis that comes in invisible, but it comes out visible. You have faith that's invisible, not to you, but to the world, but it comes out into the visible. That's how the kingdom works. It doesn't originate with the visible. If you're looking at your promise to try to originate out there with what is visible, that didn't work that way. The kingdom works with the invisible first. And faith receives the invisible. The Holy Spirit's going to work with you on that. Amen? Woo! Even the Lord had to receive dunamis. When he ascended before the Father, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb to have received dunamis, power, riches, wisdom, strength. He received. He receives, you receive. Amen? Say, receive it. Father, grant according to the riches of your glory to be strengthened with all dunamis power. Ephesians 3, now unto him what that is able to do. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according what? To his dunamis power. That's what? Working where? In us. Where is he working? In us. It's got to be working in you. God uses dunamis to answer your prayer. He uses his word to answer your prayer. He uses your faith to answer your prayer. He's using dunamis to answer your prayer. Where is it working? Now in him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that's working in us. Say in. Say in. According as his dunamis power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But it's got to be working here. How does it work? It's received as a seed. It's received just like the word. It's received by faith. Mustard seed faith receives the word. Mustard seed faith receives dunamis power. It receives. You got to get in receiving mode faith before you get in mountain moving faith. Faith receives first before it appropriates. And if it doesn't receive, you can't appropriate. That's why when you're trying to appropriate, nothing ever happens. You haven't received. Say, get in receiving faith. He said, if you want faith that moves the mountain, you're going to have to operate like the grain of a mustard seed. And people preach like that, well, all you need is just a little bit of faith. No, you have to have receiving faith. Mustard, you write this down. Mustard seed faith is receiving faith. It receives the components of the kingdom. It receives dunamis and it receives the word. It has to receive these things inside. Look at this one, Romans 15. Love this one, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you. See this inside? Fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power, the dunamis power that the Holy Ghost provides. Isn't that good? Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in your believing. That's going on in the inside first. It's going to work from the inside out. Say the inside out. All right. So you're ready. We have three measures. We have leaven and we have the Holy Spirit. Of those three measures, we have dunamis, creative power, we have word, and we have faith. We're talking about faith today. First element of faith is hearing faith. Second element of faith is mustard seed faith that receives. There's one third element of faith that must be appropriated. This was the biggest one, because you can receive something and be snatched away from you. They received the word with gladness until persecution and affliction showed up and the enemy come and snatched the word from them. If you're not careful, he'll snatch what your faith is receiving. You're going to have to become, if you want mountain moving faith, you're going to have to master receiving and you're going to have to master keeping what's inside until the Holy Spirit merges it with 11. And when it's merged with 11, you have an instant prayer, an instantaneous breakthrough. The impossible will become possible to you because you have the ingredients for impossibility. The devil knows this. He knows it very well. That's why anytime anything's ever transferred to you through an encounter, the word being transferred, dunamis being transferred, anytime something grandiose happens to you in God, the enemy's coming. You are to know that by now. Every time we have a service to just, whoa, he comes right after that. He's trying to steal what you got. Why? Because he doesn't want that being merged with 11. Because once it's merged with 11, he can't stop it. The birth is on. Bam! It's running. It's rolling. It's happening. Amen? He knows that you have the capacity to operate in the God of the impossible. He knows it. All he can do is steal. If he can just block you all together, he will. If he can't, he's coming to steal what you've received. So you're going to have to master keeping these things. Faith that acknowledges will teach you to keep. All of this is still pre-leavened faith. Today I'm talking about pre-leavened faith. Once you have pre-leavened operation, do you understand what I mean by that? This is pre-leavened. Once you get this and you keep it, once it's merged with 11, Optimus Prime goes from that 18-wheeler truck to that transformed bad dude. Leaven causes that transformation, see. And then you have faith that can move a mountain. You'll say it and the mountain moves. You'll speak to the tree and it withers. You'll speak to storms and they'll be still. You have the kind of power everyone's looking for. You have the kind of faith everyone's looking for. How did you get that?
It was just a gift.
It was cultivated. If it's a gift, it's going to lift. Oh, you write that down. If it's a gift, it'll lift. It has to be cultivated. The God kind of faith will work all the time. Amen? But it has to be cultivated within. Receiving's a big one. Amen? Receiving's huge. But even more is keeping what you've received until God merges it with 11. When God gets it right and he's going to merge it, he's been teaching us a lot along these lines. We're right there, ready for birth. The Lord told me this the other week. He said, I'm going to teach you. Write this down. Your spirit is the incubation chamber of the Most High God. Your spirit is the incubation chamber of the Most High God. The Spirit of the Lord told me, he says, once you learn to do this, I'm going to teach you how to carry 50 things at a time. 50 different dimensions of my kingdom, different operation, different things I want to birth. We're going to become birthers. But you're going to see the reality of the kingdom, not just hear it. See the reality of virtue flowing out. Dunamis is going to be transformed. It comes in one way for conception. It comes out another way to heal them all. That word virtue was dunamis. Dunamis flowed out of him and he healed them all. He was sitting among the doctors and the Pharisees and the Lord in the house and says the power, the dunamis power of the Lord was present to heal. It was in the atmosphere. It don't start like that. It starts in here. Not that kind. The creative kind of power is all born out of the kingdom and it's born out of faith. I'm not talking about the gift realm now. I'm talking about operating in the fullness of the kingdom. How many of you have ears to hear? Give me an amen. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, say the evidence of things not seen. So faith is going to appropriate substance and it's going to appropriate evidence. You're going to need both substance and evidence. Believe it or not, all three measures are in that verse. Faith, substance, evidence. Faith, substance, evidence. Look at verse 3. Through faith we understand the worlds, the things you see, were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, get this, were not made by the things that do appear. The things that you see were made by the invisible first. They were made by the faith realm, the invisible evidence of God's word. Before he spoke the word, it was in word form. When he spoke it, it immediately caused the creation. See? But it started in the invisible. Same with dunamis. In Romans 1, we know the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, even his eternal dunamis power and Godhead. See, it didn't start in the visible. That's why you can't find your promise in the visible realm. You can't be looking outwardly for what God's only going to do inwardly. You must learn how to operate from within if you want to see the kingdom without. Otherwise, you're just going to be confined to everybody else, what everybody else is confined to. Their gift in this world. If you want the impossible, it has to begin within. It begins in the invisible state within. Amen? You know the good news? What's working on the inside of us right now, this word's going to be clothed in flesh and it's going to dwell among men. The impossible is going to become possible because it's in there now. We're learning to work it. So you have faith that's invisible, you have the word that's invisible, and you have dunamis that's invisible. They're unseen, but they become seen. They're invisible, but they come visible. That's the beauty. The Holy Spirit's going to merge it with the leaven. He's going to draw it all out. After he transforms, all three measures get transformed. Faith gets transformed. Dunamis gets transformed. The word gets transformed. And he draws it out into the visible realm. We're right there. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence. So what is substance? Substance is the dunamis creative power. What is the evidence? The word. They're all invisible, but they're not visible, invisible to you. If you're carrying it, is your promise invisible to you? It's invisible as far out there, but inside you can really see it. You see the invisible inside, because this is where it's being cultivated, see. You must get in touch with this realm, otherwise you're going to be confined to you the rest of your life. You're just going to hope and pray and hope and pray and hope and pray. And 50 years are going to go by and you're going to see hoping and praying, God's going to do something. You know how many ministers came to this city to birth a revival? Some of them are not even in ministry anymore. But they came with a hope, and they came with a dream, and they came with a promise. Some of them came from Pensacola, what Pastor Chuck was mentioning. Come from that Brownsville airport, and they came here to bring revival. And now they're not in ministry anymore. It never showed up. You can keep hoping and praying. But this realm must be done God's way. Revival, glory, creative realm, wealth transference must be done God's way. Say, it must be done God's way. We've been at this a long time, but we're finally getting into the mysteries of what makes it work. That's good news. You must champion the interior kingdom. You must get in tune with what's going on inside of you. We have series after series after series. We have three different series on the kingdom within on the website, free, just to teach you how to get in touch with the kingdom within. Because if you don't have touch with the kingdom within, people go to church that have no idea what's inside of them. Don't have a clue. They're never taught. They're never trained. So what are they going to be confined to? A gift coming upon them, their own operations, and a whole lot of self and human sufficiency. Listen to this definition the Holy Spirit ran through me yesterday. He's been doing this a little bit lately. Are you ready? This is Hebrews 11:1 definition. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now this is his definition. I just throw it out there to you. You'll like it. Ready? True faith receives and possesses the substance of dunamis creative power on the behalf of the things hoped for. And true faith receives and possesses the evidence of the word on behalf of those things that are not yet seen. Did you see that? Faith, substance, and the word, all received and possessed. That's what that scripture was saying. That's how the worlds were framed. And that's how this generation's going to get framed for God. You ready for this? Again, I'll say it again. True faith receives and possesses the substance of dunamis creative power on behalf of the things hoped for. And true faith receives and possesses the evidence of God's word on behalf of the things yet not seen. So we've got mustard seed faith that hears, receives, but there's another component. It keeps or acknowledges. Now you're aware of this scripture. Why don't you go there real quick? It's Philemon chapter 1. This is a super important phase because this is where most people lose the operation of faith right here. Before the answer comes, they lose this. The enemy steals it because they haven't gone skilled in keeping it yet. Amen. Matthew 13 says, heareth the word of the kingdom and receives it. Hears the word of the kingdom and keeps it. Say keeps. We must keep what we've received. Amen. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 says this, the communication of your faith becomes effective. Say effective. This is still interior faith, by the way. Still mustard seed faith. Becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing, which is what? In you. Does the Bible want you to get in touch with what's going on inside you or what? It said the communication of your faith must become effective by the acknowledging. Say acknowledging. Of every good thing that's in you. Now, it's already been received, so mustard seed faith is already working to this particular believer. Now he's telling you, I want you to keep what mustard seed faith has received. Now we're going to move into acknowledging faith. You must learn to do this. If you don't do this, what you get will fly away. It'll be drowned in the sorrows and the cares and the persecutions and adversities of this world. You'll go back to being you. Are you all happy with the results you've gotten in life? I want to see the impossible God. Now, most of us, how many have a promise? Raise your hand. You already have mustard seed faith working on the inside of you. Now we acknowledge. It says acknowledge every good thing that's in you. Every good thing that mustard seed transferred to you. Now it has to be acknowledged. Why? And that becomes one full measure. I hear, I receive, I acknowledge. It becomes one measure. But it also is the one that keeps the other measures. It's receiving, receive the dunamis, receive the word. But the acknowledging faith keeps it all there, waiting upon the Father to have His Holy Spirit merge it with the law of the Spirit of life, merge it with the leaven. And so it all gets transformed into Optimus Prime. And when those from the dark side come, when the Decepticon devils come, even the big guns, did you see how Optimus Prime tore him apart? Now, he killed him, and again, but Optimus Prime, man, when they all merged together, that was 11, see. Man, he put it on him. That sword come out of him. He was ripping through him. I said, yes! He ripped him apart! That's the kind of faith you want to... When he's in a diesel form, that did not work. It wasn't until he transformed. That's what we need, the leaven effect, transforming. When they had all the measures, when they were out in that desert, and that dude took something out of him. Remember the old guy? Blue. He goes, just take this energy source, and he rips it out of his body. He shoves it into Optimus Prime. Optimus is dead. He's in the state of most Christians right now. And they shove that law of the Spirit of life up inside of him. And then they take all the other guys, they're the measures, and all of them chain themselves to that blue ball of power. And all of a sudden, he's got wings now. Optimus Prime has got wings. And he goes and rips those Decepticons. They were such bad dudes until he showed up. It's called Revenge of the Fallen. See, they were fallen. He was the devil and his prince, but Optimus ripped them up. That's what's going to happen. Those devils, the principalities and powers, everybody's trying to bind up and take down. I had a guy call me the other day. He says, man, I have experienced so much warfare. He goes, I don't know. It's really supernatural. I said, well, tell me what's going on with your life. He goes, well, we've been warring against the principality of our city. I said, you need to stop that right away. I said, don't do that right now. I said, you're going to have to get the kingdom of God working in you if you want to take a principality down. And he called me back. He goes, man, that was it. As soon as we stopped that and just said, Lord, we kind of stepped into a place we weren't called to yet. He said, it all calmed down. I said, don't take on those guys. You'll stir up a hornet's nest. Get the kingdom of God working and God will pull that kingdom up out of you. Because he's got to transform you anyway. And when he transforms your faith, that's when he's going to point you at a principality and take it down. Because it's not you. It's something God worked inside of you. The communication of your faith becomes effective by the acknowledging every good thing. How do I acknowledge unless I focus? I have a series on that called Keeping His Word. If you want to learn how to do this, you must learn to acknowledge. It's very, when the Holy Spirit first started teaching me how to do this, it was very unusual for me to look inside, acknowledge anything. I wasn't used to that. I had no grid for it. But once I started locking into the kingdom within, see, you're not going to lock it in without focus. If I look at Anna, I look at her. You don't acknowledge without attention, focus, and words. See, the words have to flow. So he's telling you to do that inside. So you have to have a grid. So what we have is you got to have your vision written down. Look at, write the vision. Make it plain on table. I'm not acknowledging out here. This is in here. I'm here. I'm take this and I'm going to acknowledge this is working inside of me. And I acknowledge this word before the Father. That acknowledgement is huge and you do it every day. It keeps it alive. So I've been praying for dunamis, praying for dunamis, praying for dunamis. And I said, Father, I believe I receive, believe I receive. And the Lord said, start acknowledging dunamis is working in you. Father, I thank you that you do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think according to your dunamis power that's working in me. It's working in me. I decree and confess this day. I acknowledge the good thing of dunamis created power is working in me. Acknowledge his dunamis. By faith, I received it for conception. Dunamis power is working in me for conception. You ever thought about that scripture? Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out. Blessed is the fruit of my womb. I could never speak that. Of course, you ladies could, but after you've had five or six of them, you don't want to confess that no more. But the Lord said it's your spiritual womb that's blessed. Start acknowledging your womb is blessed. Blessed is the fruit of my spiritual loins. My loins are blessed for birth. My loins are blessed for birth. I acknowledge my loins are ready. Dunamis is working. The word is working. I acknowledge mustard seed faith has been received and now it's working. I acknowledge the measures are working and I present them before the Father. I do that for an answered prayer, not just that constitution. I acknowledge it working. You're going to like this. Go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect not the gift that is what? In you. Do not neglect what's inside of you. You cannot neglect the kingdom within. Which was given to thee by prophecy, laying on the hands of the presbyter. Look at verse 15. You're going to like this. Meditate upon these things that are inside of you. give thyself what? Holy to them. So your profiting can appear to all. God's going to cause you to profit in front of everybody. How many would like to start profiting in front of everybody? When he says your profiting may appear to all, you got something, because everybody can see you got something. Not one or two people see you got a little blessing. You got something that everybody saw. Something that he said, meditate upon these things. Give yourself holy. Meditate says to utter, speak, decree. Listen to this. Ponder. Imagine all this stuff going inside. Give yourself holy. Here's what I want to close with right here. You know what that means in the Greek? Give yourself holy. Be in these things. Be in where? Be inside you. Say be. Give yourself holy. Be in these things. Be in the kingdom of God within you. Be in to receiving. Be in to keeping. Be in to acknowledging. Be in. Be in these things. When we were in Universal Studios, I took the kids. I remember so well. I don't know what they've done, but back when we were there probably 8 years ago, we went into the Terminator. They have the Terminator building. And when you go in there, you don't just watch something. It's an event. You sit down. There's smoke coming up. When you go into the bug place, you get sprayed, and you think the bugs are spraying you. I mean, they create an environment that's real. And it's 3D, 4D, your seats are moving, you got smoke, you got you're wearing the glasses, and they transport you into a simulated environment that you believe to be real. And when the Terminator guy came out with his sword, finger sword, and he come out with the 3D goggles, and your chair's moving, and it's the noise and the sound, everybody's like, whoa! Because you look at it, you're going to get poked! I mean, it was just like, wow, everybody's like, wow. It transported you into a reality. That's exactly what God wants. But this is a reality of truth. He wants to transport you into a reality of the kingdom within, to where you receive, decree, hear, you're experiencing, you're acknowledging the word, acknowledging dunamis to the living bread. Those living measures are getting ready now. They're getting ready for the leaven. God has a lot of you in here ready for the leaven. We are ready for the leaven. Presenting our measures for the Father. Say, Father, we can't do this, but leaven can. But we've done our part. We have worked with your Holy Spirit and received the measures. We've got them. We've kept it. We've kept our heart with all diligence. We're presenting these things for the leaven now, Father. For the leaven. For the leaven, amen. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Thank you where you have brought us. I'm not knowing anything, Father. I'm just operating in blind faith to understanding the mysteries of your kingdom. What makes this work from an answered prayer all the way to the fullness of revival.
You know, I felt like we just needed to really receive the instruction that's come forth today, because it's been rich and it's not something to be taken lightly. But I wanted just to add some of the scriptures that speak about this, about holding that word. John 33:16, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. There needs to be that sealing of the word of the Lord that has come in, that we truly respect and receive the instruction that's been delivered today. Proverbs 1:2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. We need understanding today. We need truth. We need this wisdom to manifest all that it says. Proverbs 1:3, to receive the instruction of this wisdom comes through the fear of the Lord. That's where the beginning of wisdom comes. We want all of these things stirring inside of us to cause the manifestation of the word of God, to hold it in our hearts. And then Proverbs 1:8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father your spiritual father are speaking. And then lastly, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. So, Father, I thank you that you've opened up our ears today. Father, let us go into the week and meditate on the word. Let us go and pull down the teachings, Lord, and truly receive these words of life within our hearts. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've sown into us today.